podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 26 for Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. App launchers. Hello and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Now, first off, I have you to thank for this week's episode. I found myself at a bit of a loss as to what to target for review this week. And sure, I do have a large list of possible categories, but sometimes, I don't know, I have a hard time picking which category to review. What do I feel like spending time on this week? So I took to Google Plus, as I am wont to do when I need a little team spirit. And lo and behold, the awesome fans of this show came to my rescue. Zachary Dunn, Lionel D, both pointed me to a couple of app launchers. And that, combined with another one from my own list, made the perfect theme for this week's episode. So don't think of this as a review of, I don't know, standard home screen launchers, which I plan on doing. These are a bit more pared down than that, but intended to make accessing your apps the kind of thing that doesn't need to happen while you're already at your home screen. You can do it from anywhere. So let's take a closer look at three alternative app launchers in this week's Best of the Best. First up is an app that was featured on episode 165 of All About Android and actually won the esteemed status of best app in the arena when Gina Trapani showed it off during that episode. It's called Hanger Smart App Shortcuts, and it hinges on the thought that your app shortcuts should always be present and accessible at the top of your notifications pane. That means that no matter what app you're using at any given time, all you need to do to access your favorite apps is pull down the notification shade and launch right from there. Not only that, it brings a contextual component to your shortcuts list, effectively learning over time which apps you use the most and prioritizing those apps in a dynamically shifting row of icons. If there's an app that you want taken out of this dynamic equation to be presented every time in the list, without question, you can pin an icon to the tray. There are even controls for the brains behind how your icons are sorted. Sure, they can be sorted automatically by the amount of times you've launched the app, but also time spent inside the app, which apps were launched most recently, and more. Hanger is perfect for those who like to customize their Android experience, as it also allows for the ability to pick an icon pack that helps to make things pop a little. There's also a number of colorization and appearance tweaks, including adding a second bar if you want a ton of icons crammed in there. Hanger is available for free with the option to donate inside the app. Now, as devices get larger, using them with one hand becomes a relic of the past. Personally, I don't mind that much. With my huge Nexus 6, I've gotten used to the two-handed operation required most of the time. It doesn't really bug me. But I'm all for tools that enable it for those who want it, such as the case of Lazy Swipe. And as the name of the app suggests, the rationale is that launching apps shouldn't be difficult nor out of reach from wherever you happen to be. Lazy Swipe can be configured to appear when you swipe slightly above the bottom navigation row on either the left or right side of your device. You'll see the pie grow in the corner, revealing an arched list of your most used apps in a few categories. There's recents for your most recently used apps. There's favorites for those that you choose to manually attach to the launcher. And then toolbox, which acts as a quick settings area for tweaking things like screen brightness, Bluetooth settings, Wi-Fi, flashlight mode, and more. If you don't want an app to reappear in the favorites section, you can tap and hold and then remove that icon with the red X. You can also tap the plus button to add more apps to that tray. Now, Lazy Swipe will always pull in the notification count of the apps inside the dock, which makes it easier to know if you need to hop on over and check your messages or not. This style of launcher is perfect for larger screen devices because it allows you to get access to a number of things in a small portion of the screen, including those those pesky settings controls that normally require two hands to access from the top of a large device. And yes, Lazy Swipe is free, so go ahead and head on over to the Play Store and check it out for yourself. And finally, this last app aims to take the place of your standard app launcher and has a nice looking lollipop feel to it as well, so it should sit comfortably on your freshly updated device. AppSwap is basically your app launcher with brains. Instead of simply laying out all of your apps from A to Z, it also analyzes your usage and prioritizes the list accordingly. What's different here is that you get all of your apps, like you would have in your standard app drawer. Now, the best approach here is to actually replace the default operation of the Google Now swipe up from the home button to launch AppSwap instead. Otherwise, you launch it like you would any other app. It's just not as embedded that way. You can always arrange the apps in any way you choose, bypassing the dynamic nature of its sorting. And search is a big part of AppSwap, and it can be handled a few ways. First, the search box at the top, which we're all used to at this point, so I won't explain that. But remember T9 text entry on old phones where you tap the numbers on a dial pad to type it out? That's integrated into the search function here, which may sound strange, but it's actually incredibly useful for jumping right to any letter group and launching from there. Now, if you pay for the in-app upgrade to the Pro version, you'll get up to 6 quick swipe zones. That allows you to set your favorite apps to those zones when you swipe in from the top, center, and bottom of the launcher. That will take you right to the app that's programmed for those zones. And finally, there are plenty of customizations in the settings, including a ton of theming options, icon pack support, transparency, and more. You can find AppSwap for free in the Play Store with a Pro upgrade for $1.99 inside the app. Now, one quick note that I failed to mention in the review for Hanger. It's kind of important if you're running Lollipop. There is Lollipop support, but that can only be found right now in the beta version. You can get access to that by joining the Google Plus community for Hanger and then opting into the beta tester program. But thankfully, you shouldn't have to wait too much longer before that support is rolled out to the official version on the Play Store. Now, since this is the best of the best, it's time for me to make that impossible choice. Which would I anoint the winner of today's collection? Is it Hanger, Lazy Swipe, or AppSwap? Now, if I had to pick just one app to invite over to my house for Christmas dinner, it would be Lazy Swipe. I actually really liked this app. It's compact. It stays out of the way. It's easy to call up on the fly and isn't quite so intimidating, keeping the list of apps tight and limited to the things that you're likely to use the most. Plus, the inclusion of settings toggles kind of gives it an extra edge for users of larger size devices. So there you go. Check it out for yourself. Okay, next up is a social network with a style I think you'll agree is all its own. And it's going to take a little bit of messing around with in order to truly understand the service entirely. That's this week's Hot to Trot. Now, today's app launched about a month ago by Biz Stone of Twitter co-founding fame. He's also responsible for Jelly, which I featured on the show a few months back. His newest social network service is a bit more confounding than either of those services, though, and, well, a bit tough on the eyes, but let's see what you think. It's called Super, and that's not just the word super, of course. That's super in all caps. Once you launch the app, you'll understand why. Super is a new take on social networks that's incredibly image-heavy, but not in an Instagram sort of way. You aren't necessarily intended to scroll through a list of beautiful pictures. Super seems like it was designed by a schizophrenic with a penchant for bad internet meme artwork. The interface is overly colorful, and everything is in caps lock, whether you like it or not. In the world of Super, yelling is apparently embraced. The question posed when you post is always, "What's up?" And from there, you're given a list of starter words and phrases like, "I love," or "check out," or "my favorite," or "dude," and a bunch more. Those are meant to start you off, so you select one and then type out the rest of your thought, though you have to keep it short. All those caps basically means you don't have a lot of room to work with. You can sign the post as well down at the bottom, then move forward where a list of dynamically searched images are offered up based on what you typed. You can select one that matches your mood. You can do a search for a different one, Or you can even take a picture with the camera if none of those quite work for you. Alter the text formatting, and if you want to really crank up the LSD, tap this magic wand to play around with the image in creative and unexpected ways. Also, that Marilyn Monroe button basically presents even more randomized artwork to match your mood. Honestly, it's all quite confusing if it doesn't sound that way already, but engaging in a very pop art sort of way. Send, and your network will see your interesting message, whatever it happens to be. The app moves a bit slow at times, I noticed, but it's early days, and I suppose we'll see if it takes off. At this point, it's obvious that it wants to be the social network that goes against everything we know about social networks up to now, because, well, let's face it, we've seen it all. You can find Super for free through the Play Store. Super definitely has kind of a feeling all its own, and I'm not really quite sure if I'm going to return to it. I have a hard enough time with Instagram, let alone something like Super, but very cool and good to see a little bit of a change in the social network space. Quick programming note. Next week, Twit is going to be dark for the holiday break, and as such, there will be no new episode of Android App Arena, so don't freak out. After all, it'll be Christmas Eve. You'll be getting all excited about Santa Claus, so you won't even notice, I guarantee it. Then the week after is Twit's awesome New Year's Eve party. We're going to have a ton of special live programming for a solid 24 hours on New Year's Eve, and we're all going to be here in the studio celebrating with the live stream. But that means that there's no regularly scheduled shows, and that then means that there's no Android App Arena on that Wednesday either. So this is my long-winded way of saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and why don't we reconvene for the next new episode on Wednesday, January 7th, 2015. I have to get used to saying 2015. But until then, please feel free to send me your recommendations for awesome apps, new categories, whatever you have, to arena@twit.tv, and I'll whip up something awesome for when I return. There's also a subreddit, of course, for the show where I post categories and ask you to tell me which are your favorite apps within those categories and why, what you think about them. If you have ideas for great apps in those categories, head on over to androidapparena.reddit.com and share them with me. It's a big help. You can follow me on Google Plus for my random and sometimes app-related ramblings, as is the case with today's episode. I got all my suggestions from there. I also host a live viewing party of each week's episode where I'll be on set to answer any questions you might have about the apps in the show or really anything Android. That happens every Wednesday, except for the next couple of weeks, at 4:30 p.m. Pacific, following tech news tonight at live.twit.tv. And of course, if you missed the live taping, all you really need to remember is twit.tv/arena. That's the show page where you can find all the details about the show. All right, that's it, folks. Thanks so much for joining me today. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. My name is Jason Helm, and I'll see you next time in the arena.